The following was an evening darshan given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on April 20th, 1984 in Atlanta, Georgia. The darshan begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, Verse 3 through 5.
Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Deita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda.
All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Makakuroti Bachalam Pangalangaya Tegirin Yat Kipat Mahangbande Sigurung Nitharinam Sri Sota Gana Sune Kori Akamon Ratha Jatra Nitra Prabhu Parama Mohan. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great happiness.
Ardina Mahaprabhu Hoya Sabodan Ratri Ute Gana Shange Koilo Pratoshnan.
The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths.
Pandu Bijoya Dekhi Bare Korilo Gaman Jagannatha Jatra Koilo Chari Shinghasan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Bijoy. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. We have some slides. Which slides are doing tonight? Rath Yatra. Doing some of the Rath Yatra slides that I had taken. Of course, some were there, some weren't there. So this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes something about the Rath Yatra ceremony. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his personal associates, personally went to see Lord Jagannath get onto the car. Actually, the first year I was sent to India in 1970. We had no temple at that time. So I took the opportunity, since I couldn't attend a Rath Yatra in London. On my way over from America to India, I stopped in London, and the president there wanted me to stay for the Rath Yatra festival. When I asked Prabhupada, he didn't reply, so I thought, well, it's my duty to just follow the instruction that I had. So I went to India. So then I thought, well, since I'm in India, why don't I visit the Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra festival? I think I explained that one time before here. How Jagannath, when he has to come down from the temple, his big pillows, and goes one after another, see the cotton fly in the air. It's a whole extravaganza. Maybe I explained that at New Orleans and you're all there, or maybe here, I forget. Yeah. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya, he would personally go to watch. These various ceremonies, they're very nice ways of expressing devotional service. Of course, some people, they're against all type of ceremonies and rituals. And chanting Hare Krishna is certainly enough. But when you have the various ceremonies and programs, it allows those performing them and those witnessing them to be absorbed in meditation. So it's very effective. Just like now in Mayapur, we have our elephant procession. Parampara was there this year. We're about 25 boys. Those pictures are probably to be developed. I don't know if they have them tonight. But they have about 25 boys who carry special trays with lamps and auspicious grains in procession, and they're all wearing little turbans and special chadars and everything. And then they carry a kumbha in the front. That means it's like a pot with a coconut on the top and decorated with certain yantras written on it. And that's taken along with chanting of Hare Krishna at the kirtan party. And each of the trays has a lamp on it. So just at sunset, they take the deity on top of the elephant and they fan the deity. And they go on at every corner of the parikram path. They offer an arti. It's very nice. Go one time around.
Baby elephant?
Huh?
Big full grown elephant? Or baby elephant?
Full. 10 feet high. One baby and one full. We first had the full grown. But she already grew a foot and a half since we got her. She was full grown to begin with, now she's overgrown. They say that she's the best fed elephant. Bhavananda Maharaj especially, like, he always goes and gives apples. And when I'm there, I have to also, the elephants come and I have to feed them, otherwise they get very upset. But the baby elephant has become so attached to Bhavananda Maharaj because he knows exactly her tickling spot. That she runs up to him and lifts up her one leg in the front and then grabs his hand with his trunk and puts it there. So much so that she knows how to open up the gate of the lawn, and she runs across the lawn right over to Bhavananda Maharaj. So sometimes he runs upstairs to get away from her, and she tries to get upstairs, but it's a little bit difficult for elephant to climb upstairs. Elephants are very personal. They know who feeds the sweetmeats. No, so in this camp we have these little ceremonies too, like Prabhupada, he used to criticize in the Kumbhala that the Mayavadi gurus and yogis, they would ride on top of the elephant. And he said that actually Krishna should ride on top. In our processions, we should have elephant processions where we'll carry the deity. And this is what they do in the Krishna temples in South India also, is that they carry the deities. But in North India, there's some Mayavadi impersonalist gurus, and they ride on the elephant, not the deity. Sometimes they have some very wild sadhus called Nagababus dance in front of the elephant with tridents and things just when they're coming into the Kumbh Mela. Prabhupada said actually they should be carrying the deity. So now we've implemented that desire. Prabhupada wanted to have elephant procession. And here, of course, this is already a ceremony which has started thousands of years ago, the ceremony of Lord Jagannath going out. And, of course, it's not always possible to do all of the various ceremonies that they've done, but to do as some of the things is very nice meditation, just like deity worship. Actually, a very minimum standard of deity worship is adequate. But sometimes for the pujari to keep his mind absorbed, there is a provision for doing 5 offerings or 16 offerings or 64. So according to one's ability, either economically or service-wise, one can do more. It doesn't mean that if with full devotion one is fully absorbed and even offers the lesser amount, that it wouldn't be accepted by the Lord and he would be fully satisfied. But it depends on the devotee's capacity. If they have more capacity, they're working at half, then that's the problem. Then their mind may be unengaged. Idle mind is the devil's workshop. Then Maya can come in. So if it's always busy with the service, then it's absorbed in Krishna consciousness. You ready? Okay. Apuni prataparudra loya patragan Mahaprabhu gane koraya vijayi darshan. King Prataparudra in person as well as his entourage allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adoita nithaya adi shange bhaktogan suke Mahaprabhu deke ishara gaman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. Bolishta daita gano jeno mato hati Jagannath vijaya korai kori hata hati. The very strongly built daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport: the word daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannatha has a number of stalwart servants known as daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus they are known as daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snan Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Ratha Kar. In the Kshetra Mahatma, these daitas are said to come from the Sabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called daitapatis, or leaders of the daitas. The daitapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to the Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snan Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever and that the daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Sabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Sabaras, all the Sabara devotees were elevated to the position of daitas. The Lord Jagannath, of course, he's very merciful that he allows even the unpurified or normally unqualified persons to directly serve him, just like when he comes in the Rath Yatra, everyone, they can pull the Rath chariot. And that is especially the mercy of Lord Jagannath. So those who get this opportunity to serve him are known as daitas, or recipients of his mercy. It says that even in Jagannath Puri, even if people are not very careful about following some of the rules and regulations because of the power of the Dham, still they get the same benefit as if they were following all the principles. If they chant Hare Krishna, then they can make a lot of advancement. So, like this, the holy Dham has a neutralizing effect on material contamination. So we try to reproduce these festivals in the West, adding a little culture to the humdrum life in America, where people have very little exposure to cultures other than the culture that they're born in. In a sense, it's kind of a shame that the leader of the so-called free world, their citizens themselves have very little exposure or a little understanding about anything that doesn't exist in America. Sometimes they're criticized for that. And even they don't know a lot of the things that are going on in America from one part to the next. So Krishna consciousness, of course, is adding a cultural, a cultural touch where the people of America understand something more than they would normally be able to do. And the wonderful thing about Indian culture Indian art, Indian drama, is that the Vedic ancient systems of art, culture, everything was centered. All the festivals were centered around worshipping Krishna, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, there's a saying, Baro Mash Tero Parvan. It's like a little cliche. For 12 months, there's 13 festivals. Meaning there's more festivals than days to have them on, practically. There's always some festival or another going on. You look in our calendar, there's always some, every month, one festival or another. In some months, it's a veritable bonanza. So, in this way, by having various type of spiritual festivals, it's possible for the people to keep their minds absorbed, and in this way they can offer their service to the Lord by participating in these festivals. In fact, in Vrindavana, it's described that when Krishna would do his daily pastimes, it was a daily festival. And even in our Krishna conscious temples, for many devotees, they experience it as a daily festival. Starting off with our Mangalarti and the chanting and offering lamps and flowers and dancing. Right through the day, practically speaking, it's like a festival. And festival is called Utsab in Sanskrit. Ut means to uplift. Sab means everyone. So for uplifting everyone, you have a festival. So actually Lord Chaitanya's movement is like one continuous festival, one continuous party. But instead of just being a party or a festival in the mode of ignorance, it's a festival which is in the mode of complete goodness, transcendental goodness, meant for actually uplifting the consciousness, not simply getting intoxicated and then kind of forgetting the problems of life, but actually transcending the problems of life and actually experiencing transcendental inspiration, transcendental ecstasies. So even for those who are not at that level to be able to taste transcendental ecstasy, at least they can appreciate, well, it's a very colorful and beautiful ceremony, the various Krishna conscious festivals. And even those who visit our temple for the Sunday feast, when the students come, they also find it quite colorful and quite interesting. So Srila Prabhupada said that we can preach Krishna consciousness in the West, especially through cultural presentation. We are constructing in Mayapur now 50 dioramas, at least 50, if not 108. And those are to be reproduced so they can be provided to the temples all over the world. And starting this fall, there's supposed to be a padayatra, or a complete tour of the route of Lord Chaitanya, a great deal of it by foot, with a whole camp and everything. And that'll start from Dwarka, go down to the bottom of India, to Udupi, Konyakumari, up to Tirupati, Rameshwaram, Tirupati, up Jagannath Puri, and then to Mayapur by the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya. So we're hoping that devotees during that 15 months of that program, different devotees will be coming for 1 or 2 months from different parts of the world to participate. And this way, that'll be a festival every day. So Rath Yatra is one of the festivals introduced in America. We could see how the pictures came out. This looks like, there's our Vikodar Das is with the camera in white. He's the president of New Orleans in their temple. You weren't there for the Rath Yatra? It's under construction. They're remodeling the inside of the temple. Radha Radha Kanta, Nitai Gaur. Remember I told you years ago that when I went go to Bolivia, they provide me police escort to the red lights? So then after I came back, they had provided here police escort for Lord Jagannath. Taking him through the red lights. Jagjivan Goswami, the governing body commissioner of South America countries. Jai Baladev! Blowing conches, waving fans. Jai Jagannath! Jai Subhadra Devi. Actually, Subhadra should become before Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada ki. All credit to the Maharaji who blew those corn shells for That's Nityananda Prabhu, president of Mississippi Farm, or co-president. Acharya Ratna and Ganga Mantra, doing personal service for their Buddha. So we should show this down so Jagannath himself can see. These are the small deities. Mm-hmm. During the actual Rath Yatra, it started raining. Didn't dampen the enthusiasm. The normal large number of spectators had to retreat. Gokul Ranjan Das Prabhu. Ford got blessed in so many ways. Jagannath rode in a Ford, not a Ford, LTD or something, what they call Lincoln?
Cadillac ran out of gas.
That's a Cadillac.
The Cadillac ran out of gas, so we had to move him to the Ford.
Ambarish's services. Because the roads are so narrow in New Orleans, so we have to shift over to a palanquin system to get into the park. Were there any shots of that nighttime kirtan on Bourbon Street?
No, no one took shots there.
Our lords from Atlanta have gone there to benedict the people of New Orleans. This is a very wonderful exhibit, The Search for the Kingdom of God. It goes through the whole history of Christian history and Aristotle, Socrates, goes to various histories of man's quest, modern science, and it comes up to the some nice conclusions. Start displaying. These are reproductions from our books on the right. Changing bodies. Tom, what stage were you in? You still here?
Yeah.
Go back one frame.
I didn't understand what you're saying.
You understand what this is?
Yeah.
So which stage are you in?
28-year-old stage. Between the old man and the younger.
How many more times you want to go around in this cycle?
Well, I hope this will be the last time.
Congratulations.
That's a vino?
They collect all these artistic relics from India, which are quite, some are expensive and some are not very expensive. Jagat Guru Swami made one.
Well,
people are interested in seeing those things.
Yeah, they're opening up a museum of artifacts in Detroit.
He wanted to set one up here in Atlanta if there was any interest in it.
Yeah.
There in New York, they have various, they had different things going on at different stages. This was a non-stop kirtan going on off on one side. On the main stage, there were lectures and dramas by the Gurukul. So they had 3-4 things going on at one time. In Washington Square Park. As you can see, for the free feast, there's always a lot of company. Bhavananda Goswami, my co-GBC in Mayapur, Srila Ramaswar Swami. Gujarati. These are the Gurukul children. Krishna Goswami. No, this is Radha Govinda. In New York.
This is a restaurant in New Orleans. It's the
After the Rath Yatra, we had a special little festival in New Talibur. We want to have in the southeast here festival in each temple. And here we had Panihati, and we have a number of festivals in Atlanta, but one where we would invite everyone to come. And one in Murari, and one in New Talibur, and one in New Orleans. Do we have any cookies to give out tonight?
You have a question?
Yes?
Are you going to tell who won the competition?
We must.
Huh?
We must.
Nirguna and the transcendental platform. So, of course, since everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, everybody wins. Sudarshan Chakras. We made the most respectable gentleman there, one retired secretary of the government, K.B. Roy Choudhury, as the chairman. It was a very nice slideshow. Didn't any more shots of the Prikram, the New Talibur?
No. Mostly it was just a lot of slides of the Dees and the temple.
Gotcha.
That was the majority. personally for me.
So then, Vaisakhi Prabhu, he first told all the men that they should chant very loudly, Hare Krishna. And then they got everyone to chant. And the Mataji requested the women that you have to chant louder than the men. They chanted. And then the judge stood up and said, I don't think you really understand what you're supposed to be doing. It's the competition. All the men and all the women, the first the men are going to chant. How loud you can shout. Then the women, how loudly you can chant. And then, whoever chants the loudest, we're going to give this Mahaprasad as a prize. Now, you try again. This wasn't good enough. So then, Vaisakhi Prabhu said, listen, he wants you to, you're not just chanting just to the stage. You have to chant so loud that Krishna can hear you in the spiritual world. So then, everyone chant, Hare Krishna! And he got everyone to chant. He and Sarvaksha Prabhu was there, two, three boys. So then, the Mataji's, it was very spontaneous, they were very imagined. Then they said, no, we want to chant so loudly that not only does Krishna hear in the spiritual world, but we can bring Krishna down right amongst us. And they got all the Mataji's, it was very loud chanting. The judge stood up and said, it was very close. I have to have one more time. It's not yet loud enough. Otherwise the tumultuous already. So then, this time I told the men that I should get them to stand up when they chant. So then, they got all the men. This time they asked them all to chant. Everyone stand up. They had them all chant. It was very loud. It seemed unbeatable. Then the mothers came and complained that why you gave them advice? You know, you have to give us some. It's all right. Okay, I'll tell you. So then I said that, told that one of you, when you're two or three words down the chanting, you jump into the crowd, you know, it's 20,000, but jump in the front, raise your hands up and get them all, and that way to suddenly jump up and chant. So then they gave a little speech, they said that we want to chant so loudly that every bird, ant, creeper, tree, they all get liberated by hearing the holy name. So everyone chant. And so then, after about Hare Krishna, then they would respond, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then one, I think it was a girl from Hawaii, or maybe the girl from Sweden, I forget. Anyway, one of them, they jumped right up. Everyone chant, and then all the Mataji, they saw that, what, you know, her jump up in front, and they all stood up. And then the Mataji and the stage started to jump up and down, and all the ladies start jumping up and down. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna! And then at the end, ooh, you know, they did their ooh. And the judge, he looked, and he saw the 20, they were dancing. He said, he stood up and said, listen, that the men did a very good job. Like, never saw in my life so many Mataji's jump up and actually jumping with their arm and chanting that loud. So stay with. Yeah. It went on like that for 3 nights. And after that, then they told everyone now, both combined, men and women, they should chant. So then I took out the big wampers and had them all a chant. So then the ambassador of India was there as a special guest. I was the chief guest. We had the last, they said, after our program, no one could follow. So we had to be the last act. So from 8 till 12, sometimes it went up till 3 in the morning. One morning we didn't get to bed till 4. It was very strenuous. And the people, they stayed the whole night. We just kept on doing different programs. And so that ambassador, he had left early though, about say after hearing a few things he left. So he wasn't present for that competition. He was sitting 2 miles away in his guest room. And he said that he was taking his evening tiffin. And then suddenly heard this loud Hare Krishna! Just so loud. He said his hair started standing on end. He just raised his arm. And he said it was so intense that he couldn't help himself. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! He started to chant. Just like that. He said, never heard it so loud. It was 2 miles away. So literally, you can see. And the third and the last night of the program, they had after the competition, after the big kirtan, then Sarvaksha Prabhu said, by the mercy of Nitai Gaur, they're raining down the love of Krishna. And just at that time, it just started pouring rain. Which they all wanted because there was the drought there. And that was like the last thing, and it was just, you know, just... And then everyone, and then it stopped for a second, everybody ran for cover, and then it rained the whole night, so they got all planted to crap, so they took it as very auspicious. It just, he said, the love rained down and it poured. They took videos of that. They had a video there, I don't know if it was enough light. They had a video. I don't know if they took a video. I don't know if there was enough light. They took some video and they took a lot of photos. Some of those photos must be in here, in the ones to be developed. So everyone chanted there, and they had heard so many speakers before. It was like a big national Hindu gathering. So we were the last program. And then after hearing so many speakers, that just clear their consciousness, we did an arti and then this chanting. And we signed up 12 Namhat branches in that program, and hundreds of people signed up that they wanted to prepare themselves for initiation and for following the principles. And they would start chanting, and some of them, we made 6 devotees at that program. And it was very successful, the preaching program. But it was in the middle of nowhere. We went. The bridge said danger. It was just made out of wood, and so we had my big bus, and it said no heavy vehicles. So we had to go down, and they made like some temporary bridge out of barrels and dirt. It went over the river, this narrow stream. And the way back, the driver miscalculated and somehow drove where there wasn't any road. And it somehow bounced right over where there's like a big hole, but it went right in the stream. And it was just leaning like this, almost ready to fall over that like kind of a pontoon type of a bridge. Not a pontoon, but just like a makeshift dirt. And then everybody, all the village people came out, and we pushed it, and somehow it got out. It was a big ordeal getting out of there. It was way, we had to drive through fields, just through plowed fields for 2 miles to get to this place. And then when it started raining, we quickly sent the vehicles out before it got, because it would have just been stuck for who knows, you know, until next year. You can dry over dry fields, but that's even hard. But wet fields, forget it. You know. So, but the people came from a long way. It's very nice there. Non-stop preaching. Those preaching tours of Kishore, as soon as they get the film developed. Any other questions?
Yes, what's the festival planned at Marari? Big festival.
I know, what did they decide?
So we're thinking in conjunction with the Panahati Festival, maybe like the day after or something like that. Boys can come from here to Marari. That's one possibility, maybe other possibility.
I had one other idea was usually we have the observance, like the first Sunday feast that you're here. I wasn't thinking about this Sunday feast, let's say the next one. Have a Vyas Puja day. So I was thinking maybe we could just have it out there in Marari. At least all the devotees here would go. Unless we just wanted to have here for a Sunday feast program. But the other idea is that one is a pretty good one, the day after. But it's not the same as like going from New Orleans to Mississippi, because
it's quite a long distance.
It's like another whole journey. So I might lose some of the.
Well, what would be the possibility of getting New Orleans devotees up at another time? A special festival.
I don't know.
I have to look at the calendar.
I just think once they're halfway here, it's not so bad to go, a few more miles.
Yes, it's just consulting.
It'd be the only time that you can get them up there. Once they're here, get them up there. But
Chris, don't they have some already that are right there in Knoxville? In the Smokies? Aren't there a bunch of them there already?
Well, they're kind of. They were kind of phasing out of calendar.
No, they're already there right now.
Some New Orleans devotees?
Yeah. I've already started working up there. We're up to the Satcha then. We already have it, or?
Yeah. It's great. Where were you?
I'm going to test the results. I'm trying to repeat the test.
You can show it again for him after we all. It was very nice.
All the credit goes to Mahesh. Can't take any credit. He took all the pictures.
That's just half of it, putting them together.
That's another thing.
Yes?
Children, whatever happened to that for the Deva Murti, the one who was doing that program for you, for the Umhada, he was leading?
That came up here?
Yeah. Is he still active?
Fairly. He's more as like a folk member now, but the program is very active. The program is there. He's helping the program, but there's some devotee living in the temple that does it full time. Two, three devotees doing it. They have they print a monthly newsletter, which is very nice, with different articles. A few ISKCON news and things like that. And then they mail that out. They have over 1,000 people on their mailing list. They all contribute something a little bit, those who can. And must be at least 20 folk members who are taking initiation there, maybe 15 or so. There's some doctor, some policeman, like a higher ranking one. Somebody working in the Ministry of Education, some businessmen, one man owns a toy factory, 6 employees. Small time, but nice. He has a little dice temple in his house, invites people every Saturday for a Saturday feast, and then sends them to the temple for a Sunday feast. There's one person that owns a karate school who has taken initiation, and he asked him to stay longer for higher level instruction, and then after the karate instruction teaches him, you know, it's better to be a vegetarian and to dovetail it that way. And he's made many devotees who are interested in Eastern martial arts, kind of took them on a stage higher to yoga and to bhakti yoga, brought them over to the temple.
Where is this?
This is in Peru. When the people make a promise there, they seem to want to live by it to a large degree. Sometimes in the more so-called sophisticated countries, people make a promise, you say, you know, make an oath of initiation or something, and then they, well, I've made so many promises, what's one more down the drain? Is, you know, don't take it seriously. But Peru especially, they seem to take it quite seriously, and therefore, even living outside, they follow. That's all that one needs to be really serious to make advancement in spiritual life. Ganga, take a cookie, Prashant? Huh? Oh, those days, I thought it was there. Some devotee gave them to me. They're Gornitai deities, but I don't know exactly, remember where. They look at definitely more ISKCON. I think they ordered these in Bengal, and they installed some in one temple, but I forget which temple now.